guys, welcome back to Seated with Lebo and
Tato Rampere.
Wow, man, we've been consistent. We've been pushing.
We've been shaking the woman.
Really trying to take a new approach to this, and we love the interaction. We've been reading all your guys' comments.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a war between the previous two videos. The one previous video is like, thanks, yeah, you're right.
Tato's
the
other video's so like, wise, no. Tato doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
And it's just funny for us, man. Like, I think for us, it's like, obviously, I don't know if you guys know that, but we see everything.
Yeah.
Like, we see every single comment. We read through all the Instagram, the TikToks, yeah, because that's how we obviously get enough feedback to become better.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I think it's been nice seeing how you guys disagree or agree with us.
I love it.
It's great because then it becomes a conversation, right?
Yeah.
It allows for us to unlearn. Also allows for you, Dorothy, to also unlearn. Sometimes things that make you feel a certain type of way, maybe you should consider why.
And isn't it like the whole...
If the shoe fits, buddy, you must just put it on. But yeah, we love it. Please keep commenting. Please keep letting us know. Today's going to be even spicier. Lebo's got something crazy for us.
You don't even know the topic. You're saying it's spicy.
But I know. I can feel it.
But anyways, we're excited to be seated with you. If you don't know, you can also submit your anonymous story at Seated With on our Instagram page or TikTok, because some of you actually do send messages on our TikTok page.
Yeah.
We've got a very spicy topic today. Are we friends or something more? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Basically, going to be diving into the whole concept of like attraction. Am I attractive? Is my type obtainable? Are they real? Is my type real? Date your best friend. We always get this conversation of date your best friend. Should we be dating our friends?
Yeah.
Should we be dating our, you know what I mean? So we're going to dive into all of that. But of course, before we go into that, we need to check on our two co-hosts and anchors of Seated With.
Should we not hear the story first and then we can go into how are you?
I was told it's a how are you then story. Yeah, it's how are you, then story. Then we go into story.
No, story, and then it's how are you.
Okay.
There's a story.
But I feel like we're going to flow after the how are you. We'll flow into the story. So we're going to start with, how are you? That's what happens in a majority shareholder.
It's outvoted.
He listens to you like, what? But how are you? How are you doing, bro?
You can start, bro, because I really forgot.
My goodness, how am I? I'm okay. I was trying to grow a beard. I mentioned that. But now, like, I woke up this morning and I was just like, yo, I'm so tired of this thing growing in patches on my face. Like,
yeah,
it was nice in the beginning, but now I'm like, no more. Yeah. Life is okay. I feel like definitely in a season of like, yo, bro, just chill. Think about what you're doing. Like, think. Because you're everywhere in this world. What is for you? What is for you long term? What is going to make you happy? So just in a very like difficult situation in terms of that, but really just trying to, I told Tato this, I'm trying to just build my capital so that whatever I decide to do after this season, it's like, I can just do it. I don't have to think about money. I don't have to think about raising the funds and stuff like that.
Mm.
So just been like really working hard, working with some of my dream brands, which is just the blessing. I literally have just been blessed with like working with a lot of Nivea, and I'm just like loving them, and I'm loving the relationship we've built this year. That's basically how I am. My partner's good. She did not like the previous episode.
Is it?
Yeah, she did not like the previous episode. She did not agree with me. She said that we must speak before I go to the podcast because I need to do a little bit of PR training. Because she says her family watches this, you know, family members, cousins, and all that. So I need to be more careful what I say.
What did you say? One in every 10, girl.
Can you imagine during the Lobola negotiation, they're like, hold on, sorry, Bapo. Open up a laptop and they press play and it's like me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I am. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I don't...
You're not heavy, you're not...
Yeah, I had flu.
Yeah.
So I think flu helps me take a step back.
Did you have man flu or you just have flu?
I just have flu.
Okay.
Helps me take a step back. And in me taking that step back, I was able to like really just like look at my life and kind of like leave the simulation. Because life becomes like a simulation, bro.
Yeah, it's a loop.
It's a loop. It becomes a cycle. Yeah. You know how your Monday looks, your Tuesday, your Wednesday, your Thursday, Friday. No matter how exciting, it always just becomes a loop, right?
Yeah.
And I think I was in that loop and I started seeing me go towards like old habits. I was like, this is kind of boring. I'm not trying to do that. So flu made me stay home, sit back and just like focus and sleep and focus on myself.
Yeah.
And in that, I was obviously able to get new ideas, try new things. I think I'm just bummed out. I'm bummed out because I tried something new and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the point of life, right? Like you try things once, twice, three times, and then they fail, but then when you get it right, you won't even remember the times where you got it wrong. So I'm not beating myself up too much about that. But I am realizing that, like, starting businesses, trying new things, it needs what you spoke about earlier, capital, Yeah. But yeah, bro, I posted a vlog, like, yesterday, and it just helped me realize that life is also, like, good, man.
Yeah, like, life is life good. Is I mean, good. Like, bro, we play gang pedal. We both in loving relationships sometimes.
Oh, I can't talk about my relationship anymore.
Oh, on the podcast?
Yeah. There was a comment that said that, yeah. Every time my hand, you know, me and my hand. That's how I read the comment, by the way. It's always much. Should I find it for you? Yo,
time. He's fine, dude. He's fine while we talk. He's fine while we talk.
Yeah, but yeah, but everything.
What about your? I mean, we've lost touch about this, but our physicals, I have not been to gym. I have dropped out of gym completely.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that I'm not eating takeouts like crazy. That's the only good thing I can really say.
Physical. Dude, me and.
You start.
I realized that, like, I've been like not as strict as I was with that thing. So
yeah.
I need to. Oh no! Sorry, that's the vlog. I need to. Yeah.
Yeah, those comments were like.
I think me doing the podcast with Shades was just not good. Like, it's just that makes me seem like not as sincere and honest and real and tato.
You feel like you're not as raw as you could be.
Yeah,
I'm as raw as I can be. I feel like this is what you hear is what you get.
What you see is what you get. Yeah. I think let's go into the... Should I find the comments?
Okay, no. While you're looking for the comments, we can actually let our listeners listen to the story you write. So we'll go with our Spoko Lady, because we don't want to get copyrighted by other podcasts. Spoko Lady.
here it is. Sorry, I found it.
Oh, wait. Okay, here we go.
Tato, every episode, my partner. Way! Seven replies. Nape, shout out to Nape. Nape says, heal. The person clapped back and said, from? Another person said, I stopped watching this podcast because every 2 seconds it's CK this, CK that. Number one, you're a liar because you're here watching it, so you didn't stop watching it. Another person said, I watch it, shame. I love their topics, but my girlfriend this, my partner this, I'm tired. Another person says, me too, honestly. Another person said, Batunke, he's in love. Another person goes, hey, he's doing too much.
Don't deep it, bro. We're just speaking from what we know.
Oh, no. I see this every single time. I do not deep negative comments anymore.
You literally just said, I'm never going to speak up with my partner again. Like, don't deep it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's what we need here by seeing it again.
Yeah.
Spooky lady, take us away.
Spooky lady.
Spooky lady.
So, the situation. I've been single my whole life with no dating or relationship experience. For the past year, there's been this vibey connection between me and a guy in my friend group. We usually only hang out when we're having a good time with the whole group.
With the what?
The whole group.
With the whole group.
Yeah.
Yes. Recently, we were having a conversation and he told me he's attracted to me. And he said, we'll just see what happens.
Eish.
Since that talk, I've been very much confused. What does that even mean? I definitely have an interest in him, but I'm not looking for any mixed signals. I'm trying to understand where his head is at. Is he actually interested in me, or is he just having fun? Mm. Is he not being fully honest with me? I don't know what to think anymore. Yeah. Keep in mind, I really do value our friendship, and I don't want to ruin what we have. More than anything, I don't want to be led on, made a fool of, or end up getting hurt.
Mm. Yo, thank you. So, like, when I heard the story, and thank you, the person who anonymously submitted it, we will give advice in the podcast, but it brought light to so many things that, like, I was, like, facing in my younger 20s. It's like, am I attractive? Do people... Can you go from friends to lovers?
And then lovers to friends.
Friends to lovers. What do mixed signals say? Like, why do people say, we'll see how it goes. Let's just see how it goes. Like, why are they not intentional about you? Mm. All these questions. And like, obviously the number one question, like, does this person like me? Mm. How do I know if a person, like, likes me? You know what I mean? What are subtle tones that I can pick up? But I wanted to ask you, before we even start, have you ever been in a scenario where a friend of yours has confessed feelings to you? A friend.
I don't think, unfortunately not. I don't think so.
Okay, and then
let me think.
Have you ever been in a scenario?
Yes, many times.
Because I didn't want to ask you that. I wanted to do the other way. I'm trying to think,
has there been a girl who's been there, like, dude, like, I kind of like
I have,
you.
I have.
Yeah, but
many
like.
Times, many times, sure.
She was like an acquaintance.
Me, many times.
funny enough, a lot of the times, like, let's say, like, my guy friend has seen a girl.
Yeah.
That girl can maybe, like, after a year come to me and be like,
yeah,
yo, dude, I kind of think that you are. Then I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That's weird. But anyway, in the instance of a girl coming to me that's my friend and saying, hey, I want you, no. But I do have a beautiful story.
Okay, yeah.
Because once this girl, and she's going to see herself from this thing. But dude, it's not deep. No one knows who you are. Trust me,
yo,
they don't know who you
guys,
are.
And also, please don't guess in the comment section.
Nah, don't be able to guess it. Don't be able to guess it.
No, I'm saying they shouldn't guess at all. Like, yeah, don't guess at all.
Yeah. Also, like, if you're my friend watching this thing, like, trust me, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Only you know who you are because the story fits so much to you.
I can't wait to know who it is. Okay, yeah.
So there was this girl, we were in the same university, similar degree,
yeah? Yeah.
And then she was like either a year below me or a year above me, but not age, but like academically, because she was passing.
Yeah.
And then she was always one of those pretty girls we'd see, man. Like, she's stunning, always seeing her, but you don't speak to her.
Yeah.
She never saw me.
Yeah.
Then university ends, I've got this one friend. She's super cool. And she's like, oh, dude, let's have lunch. I'm going to bring my friend Mang Mang.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, dude, you know, I actually knew you went to the same. She's like, really? Then I'm like, yeah, we went difficult, like different majors. But then we were both in the engineering faculty. She's like, oh, okay, cool. And then she became like friends with like me. And then like she was in my area type vibe.
Yeah.
So every time we do something, I'm like, no, dude, you should learn bowling, lunches, ice skating, whatever. Let's
very intentional,
yeah,
by
let's
the way.
Boo. And like for me, it's like we're getting along really well as friends. Like she comes to my place when we play PlayStation. Or we just go upstairs and like just watch a movie or something and just chill, right? And it was really, really fun, right? And it was the thing of like, dude, does she like me? She's on and off with some boyfriend of hers. I think I like her, but I don't think I like her like that. I'm just really enjoying like having a friend, but I don't really see her romantically like that. And then one day I was just there like, yo, dude, like, because we started, I could see us that we were flirting now. So similar story to her, like we're flirting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh,
it's a bit of chemistry, yeah.
But like, also, we're flirting now. Yeah. It's clear that this person is flirting with that person. Sharp, eventually, I'm like, okay, dude, like, you know, let me just try. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Sharp, I hit up. I'm like, yo, dude, like, I think, like, I want to take you out, like, on a proper date. I think I want to explore that angle with you. Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
And she was just there like, oh, really? Okay. Let me get back to you. She takes like, yeah, it's that. But I was just there, I was like, fuck. Mind you, like, it was, you know who the girl is now, ne?
Mm-mm.
You do.
I don't, but you're
I said ice skating. Ice skating. Who did I bring to ice skating?
It's so long ago, bro. Like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago, four?
Yeah. No, like, maybe 2, 3, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's 600 days ago.
You're so keen to tell me
that, tell me. Huh? You have been go-go!
That's hilarious.
I'm so sorry. I did not see the... No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah. I'm messing with
you. But you heard me, ne?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That's so crazy. What?
So now she goes, give me a week. And then...
What?
I want to see if I can find the text. But like, eventually she got back to me. And mind you, dude, it was making sense. Like, we were genuinely flirting.
That's crazy.
Do you get what I'm saying? But I also think I might have been like a safety net for her type vibe. Like, this thing with this guy just ended. I'm giving her attention. She's enjoying me. Even when she comes back to me, she goes, yeah, dude, I thought about it. And I'm just like, I just thought about the whole thing of you being like a YouTuber and everything. And you posting your life. I'm not really like about that.
Yeah. Which is fair.
100%. But I said, who said I'm going to post you, baby? Who said I'm going to post you, baby? Yeah. But also, I was very happy when she rejected me because I could also feel at the back of my head that I was forcing things with her.
Yeah.
Just because you can sit in presence with someone doesn't mean they have to be someone that you challenge romantically.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So me challenging her romantically just messed up. Didn't mess anything up, but we stopped being friends. But that's because also like she also isn't like someone who enjoys the things that I enjoy to that extent. She prefers us being in the house, us doing like even like bowling is too heavy for her wrists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need someone that's like
active.
I'm gonna do 10 voshos.
But what you bring up is like kind of important, because not to like summarize the whole story and etc. But sometimes people say things in vague ways instead of being direct to have placeholders in your life. So a lot of girls will be like, yo, I don't know if this guy likes me, or like he does this, he does that, he's leaving a placeholder in case they want to invest in you, but they're not being intentional about you. Do you agree about that?
Yeah, no. So I used to leave a lot of placeholders in girls' lives.
Same.
Not for me to date them.
At the same time.
Yeah. But not for me to date them, but for me to have access to them when I need them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll take you out on a date, we'll hang out, it'll be fun. Yeah. And then I know I'm not trying to be in a relationship.
Wow, you just ticked my second thing. It says wanting options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to like be in a relationship, but I'm also not trying to be with one person.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to like have fun and not, because dating is responsibility.
It's a commitment.
You have to say it's a commitment. That's, yes. Yeah. It's a serious
Oh!
It's a serious commitment.
It's a commitment, bro.
Right? So I used to just, you know, dibble and dabble.
Yeah.
And it was never for like, oh, I'll date this girl one day.
Yeah.
If I wanted to ever date a girl, she would know from the first week.
Yeah.
That like, this person is coming at me so hard and coming at me with so much intentionality that he definitely wants me. Then the girls who I just wanted to like enjoy their presence, hang out with, like I wouldn't come at them hard. I just take them out on a date.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of phone calls and then maybe be silent for 2 days and check up on you.
One would say like, and especially with this guy in the story, like him just like dropping like, yo, dog, actually kind of like you.
Yeah.
But let's just
no,
see.
I've played those games before.
Yeah, I've also played these games. I was about to say it's like.
He's playing her hard, bro. I don't know how much I can go into the story now because I know you've got a breakdown.
Yeah, but I was going to say, do you not also think that it's like for men, the reason that we also like, play, I want to say play so much because it's like playing, but playing so much is because we like scared this person might reject us if we just go out full out blown proposal like, hey, I like you, I want to get to know you, hey, this is how I check. Like rather you're like, ah, dude, like I'm feeling you, like
no, I don't think so. I think if a guy shows intent, yeah. If a girl shows intent, that removes the fear from the guy, 100%. Because she's told him, it's like, dude, I'm developing feelings for you.
Yeah.
Then he said, oh, okay.
After that, he didn't do anything.
No, but he said, yeah, we should see where this goes. He said, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think that guys don't take action out of fear once they've been told. Maybe they don't take action in jail because they're scared.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that, I forgot what I wanted to say.
No, you know, it's going to bring me to my question because I'm going to ask you now, what does we'll see what happened mean to you?
I don't want to say
too. What does that mean to you? Because people would be like, ah, dude, let's just...
Oh, I remember what I was
saying. Let's go with the flow. Yes. What does that mean to you?
Yes, so a lot of the times, we'll see what happens. Or really, I didn't see that you liked me. Or it's just me being too scared to reject you.
Yeah.
Because you're my friend.
Yeah.
And I know you've got feelings and emotions. So now, I think he might possibly be a bit too scared to reject her. But also the idea of being wanted by a man is also very exciting.
Yeah.
Especially if it comes in subtle. When your girl comes in too hard, it's like, okay, whoa, I don't want a nigga. But then if she comes in saying like, yo, you know, actually like, I've always like, kind of liked you. It's like, really? So guys,
I don't know, bro. Like, let me tell you, for me, if I'm telling, and ladies, please listen, I'm giving you the tips and trades now. This is insider trading now. It's illegal. It's inside trading.
What do those guys sell? You're selling signals.
I'm selling the secrets of the game now. Now, when a guy moves like this, like I want it to be known. It's like
when a guy moves unintentionally.
Like we'll see what happens. Let's move with the flow. I'm letting you know out loud. You don't have what it takes to be my hand.
Yes,
but you could.
Yeah,
but you could.
You have to convince me.
But you could.
Yes.
Like let's go with the flow.
Inside the train.
Let's go with the flow. Let's see what happens. I don't know, babe.
Let's not put any labels on this.
You're not good enough to be my girlfriend right now.
I'm there, like I'm looking at you, like. I
low key need maybe some time with you.
Let me see.
Yes.
No, Mabatu doesn't have a dark enough complexion for me.
What I mean by that is like yo, bro, I need to like low key like, and I know this sounds crazy. And again, insider trading, ladies, this is a secret between me and you. Don't tell the guys I told you, please. I'm begging you. Don't tell the guys I told you. But when a guy says, "Let's go off the floor, let's see what happens," now he low key still wants to train you to love him in the right way. And what I mean by that is like
you're almost there.
You're close, my sister.
You're up for consideration.
Ooh, you're close. But the problem is with that, man.
You passed entrance exam.
Yeah. The problem is that let's say you're riding fast, man. I might meet Usain Bolt next week. That's the only problem for see if the flow.
And now when I see Usain Bolt and I see you side by side, I'm going to say, what was I doing choosing you?
But then it asks the question, should people only date or ask to court someone when they're fully sure about that person, or are they allowed to have uncertainty about a person? Is your partner allowed to be uncertain about you as they court you? I like to ask you these difficult questions, then you answer. And then...
Yeah, no. I want to say no. Leave me alone. But I also want to say, like, yes.
Come on, bro. Don't be that strict.
Listen. If I'm looking at you, like, if let's say your requirement for a hand.
Don't be that strict.
Listen, you say your requirement for a hand is these 5 things.
Yeah.
Mind you, women can have 10 things. Whatever, if you get 50%, you are in. You are satisfied. You are happy. Then I say go for it. But if you know that you need these 5 things and she has 2 or 3 of them, and you know how difficult it is to get the 4th and the 5th one.
Patience.
Why would what? No, don't go. Because there's still other 5 you must teach that she's lacking.
So, okay.
I don't know if that makes sense. Excuse me.
No, it does make sense. I get what you're saying. Like
go for someone that, like, especially when it's related to courting,
yeah,
and falling into a relationship. Go for someone that you can see yourself being with, even if it takes some time, but that time is not difficult things. It's not acts of war.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not World War III. It's just a matter of, like, oh, dude, like, you know, like, for example, let's say you meet a club hand.
Yeah.
Like, and you fall in love with her, but you hate hands that go to the club.
That's good.
That's war for yourself.
And she met her KPIs. You fell in love with her.
Sorry, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now let's say you meet a girl who works a 9-to-5 at APSA, and she I was thinking about that too. She just has,
Sorry, they're fact checking. So they said that Spooko
lady's voice.
Yeah, Spooko. So she wants to say something. So yeah.
Oh yes. So as Tato was speaking, it took me to something he said 2 episodes ago when he said he jollas for practice.
No,
he said, I asked, is it okay
to jolla for practice?
Is it okay?
And then I said, yes, you can jolla for practice, but it mustn't be your intention. And I said, and I then said that, like, you can be dating the person, but what happens is you can see that, okay, no, here, there's nothing real happening. I'm just practicing.
Yeah.
Then you can step out or continue practicing.
Yeah.
But it mustn't be, like, your intention. Don't be that vindictive.
I don't want us to talk too much. If you guys want to know what happened, please go watch that episode.
Yeah.
We don't want to cover.
Anyway, I was saying, you meet a girl and she's working 9-to-5. And then let's just say she has a bad habit of always coming home at like 8 p.m. because she's a workaholic.
Yeah.
You can work through that with her and make her get home at 6, 7.
Yeah.
But now getting someone to stop, like, clubbing or doing things you don't like, the hectic things, getting someone to start touching you the way you want to be touched.
That's hectic.
Getting someone to hug you or kiss you. Those are difficult
things.
Or send you money.
Take you on dates.
Oh, guys doing this. What's happening?
I mean, a woman's perspective, I get.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm also getting a woman's perspective.
Oh,
take
exactly.
You on dates, do your nails, hey.
So
not everybody will do it.
Yeah. So my point is that, like, yes, but that it must make sense. It must be feasible. It must be practical. You can't change the love language, but you can change a bad behavior. I used to club a lot. My girlfriend got me to stop clubbing.
Yeah.
And yeah. Hey, sorry.
Oh, my days. I just realized something, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now let's talk about, like, so the number one advice people always give me is that, like, yo, dude, when looking for, before I had my partner, when looking for a partner, you know, your partner must become your best
friend.
Or your partner must be your
friend. Best friend.
I didn't want me to say it. I wanted you to say it so they don't say it. I heard you say it on the podcast. I didn't say it. Tato's the one who said it, right? Moving from...
You've said this many times in the podcast.
Let's get the clip back. Moving from friends to lovers, is that realistic? Do you feel like... Because what I mean by this is that I know a lot of boyfriends. And would I say their girlfriends are their best friends in a sense of that they spend the most time with them?
Yes.
Would in terms of hobbies, lifestyle, living?
No.
I have met few. And I mean, like, when I say few.
You mean few.
I'm not saying that 1 out of 10 statement I'm saying last time. I say few. When I mean a few guys come up to me and say, yeah, bro, my hun, my best friend. She my dog. Let's go out. Nah, I can't go out, dog. Let me invite my big dog, my girlfriend. Let me invite my...
Do you think mine is my best friend?
No. I think...
I'm wearing my shirt inside out. Here's the tag.
I think to say your girlfriend is your best friend is the most, like...
Do you think your girlfriend is your best friend?
Absolutely not. She's not my best friend. Is she one of my best friends? I'd say yes, but
Do you think your girlfriend is your best friend?
No, I don't think she's my best friend.
Okay.
I don't think she's my best friend. I mean, like if I'm being honest with
who's your best friend?
My best friend would be you.
Oh.
Yeah, you. Probably you, yeah. Probably you, yeah.
Yeah.
My best friend. My best friend, you, the guys.
That's fine, you answered.
The guys,
best
also.
Friend, not your best friends.
I hate how you're doing this. Tato likes to do this. He corners me in my statements.
No, I was just curious, like, who do you view as your best friend?
Okay, do you think your girlfriend's your best friend? Say it to the camera, yes.
I think she's top three. She's like,
is she the best? Thank you. So I meet very few guys because I'm trying to prove my point and you're making me not prove my point by going that direction.
No, I'm adding to your point. I asked you, is your girlfriend your best friend? You said no. I said, who's your best friend? You said you.
Anyways, but my point being is like, it's very rare to see like, okay, what men and women try to aim for in a relationship is companionship, not friendship.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest themes in a relationship. Yeah. It's like, how well can we...
I think your girlfriend is definitely your best companionship.
Amen. 100%. You know what I'm saying? Your best companion.
Your best companion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. My girlfriend is my best companion.
Amen.
My social battery can't finish from my girlfriend.
Your best confidant. But when it comes to friends.
My nigga, my drugs.
Smoking hobby, 7 p.m. Vibe is lit.
Conversation, logo.
I don't see you launching me to that. I don't see you launching me to that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see you launching me to that.
You know, she watches this stuff now because of these.
I'm just saying, that's what I knew, man. Guys,
so the team, we changed the strategy for Seated, right?
I'm just saying, man.
And the moment that she just started listening to the podcast, I knew that it's working. Because we even captured her by the snippets. But yeah,
I'm just saying. Sorry, so this whole conversation of like friends going into lovers, I want to talk about like how one, it can be super unpractical because...
Impractical
because I've been like, if I can tell my story about, because I never told my story about, actually. When back in the day, she knows this, like Tato said, I promise no one knows you.
Who's this?
I can't even hear you telling your story before you give us a disclaimer. I promise nobody knows you. But we had a friendship group, right? Yeah. Girls and boys.
Was it in the friendship group?
No, you weren't. Okay. Girls and boys, quite even in numbers. You know what I mean? And we used to do everything together. Assignments, homework, chill, you know.
She was your guy.
This group of people.
And even her, like from all of the women, she was your guy.
Yeah. So there's one girl in the group, then we were like besties. Like we were like really, really good besties. And one time, you know, we having a little chillus at the res, whatever, or wherever we stayed. I don't know if it was res or wherever we stayed, but we're having a chillus and we like to the friendship group, we're coming back. Which, by the way, guys, if you're in a friendship group and a male and female says, we are going to go fed something, we're coming back, just know they're hooking up.
Yeah.
We go to my room, you know, she grabs the cups, I'm grabbing the plates and stuff. And I remember we just looked at each other and I was just like, and Kima, we're both a bit tipsy and we just kissed. Yeah. Out of nowhere, we just kissed. You know what I mean? And that moment changed the trajectory of our whole relationship. I had even, you know, we started hooking up, we started being together, we started seeing each other in a romantic sense. Mm. And we lost the friendship and the friendship group broke up as a result of us also breaking up.
A lot of you guys lost.
Out of our lust. So that's why I always tell people, like, I don't believe in the friends going into lovers segments. I've never believed it. Like, you've been friends with a person for a year, then
you know what? I can back you up there because we've had many female groups of friends.
Yes.
And you've never courted any of the girls in those groups.
I mean, I have. I won't say I have.
In the past 4 years.
4 years. Let me see who I was dating before I say I have. yeah, but the point is like it's very rare.
No, answer the question.
No. I answered the question. No, I don't think so. Especially from friends to lovers. Like friends to lovers. Maybe from strangers to lovers, yeah. And then it didn't work out, then you become friends.
Yeah, but that's, friends, as I'm saying, friends to lovers, fine. Never. You'd never be
friends
like,
to lovers, no.
Yeah.
Like long-term lovers, never. I actually don't think it exists. And that's why I hate like when you're watching the movies, like especially American movies, the girl's about to get married to the love of her life, has a big job CEO, and she goes home to her hometown in Limpopo, Polokwane, sees the guy she went to high school with and he owns like a lumber store.
Dylan.
And she decides to cheat on her husband.
With Dylan.
And starts to date this lumberjack. And because it's her best friend. It's the person she's meant to be with, the person who understands her best. I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you believe friends can turn to lovers?
No, dude. I don't think so. And I know that people might comment and say, well, yeah, but didn't you? Weren't you?
Oh, my husband and I have been married for 9 years.
They're going to quote things I've done in the past. That's the past. My thoughts now, my feelings now. No, I don't think it's feasible.
Not one bit.
Yeah, I've tried it.
So
I think you know what happens, man. No. Yeah.
So based on what we just both said.
Me say, boo, boo,
yeah, the PR boo, said trade. No. Based on what we just discussed and what we just agreed on, is friendship a good foundation for relationship or attraction?
No.
What's the better foundation? Attraction or friendship? Sorry.
It's a good attribute to have. It shouldn't be the foundation.
What should be the foundation of a...
Attraction.
That's what I think too.
Yes.
That's what I was about to say.
I think attraction should be the...
I thought, you know, when I was writing this, I thought you were going to disagree and say no.
No, it's a horrible idea. My friend. Every girl that I've been with and I've actually really enjoyed the relationship with, I've fetched them or they fetched me and it was romantic from the beginning.
Can I explain why I say attraction? Because... I honestly feel like being friends with your partner, yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
No matter what. Bro. I mean, the level of friendship you guys have is based on hobbies, yeah. Based on life, it's based on the lives you've lived before, all that stuff. But like being attracted to your partner, like, is one of the most important components of like a relationship. 100%, 100%. Bro. There are people I know that like look outside of the relationship, look back and sigh and say, yo, what am I doing? Why, God? Why are you doing me like this? But excuse you need me. To really be attracted. Sorry. I just really feel like it's a strong foundation. Yeah, and mind
you, that attraction doesn't have to just be physical, right? It can also be based off of like your values and your look on life. Like, we've been with some of the most beautiful girls in the world, but it's like, there's no attraction because get bad.
Yeah, no, facts, yeah.
And we've been with some girls who are like beautiful in their own way, but they were more attractive because they're smart, because they are, you know, worth listening to when they speak.
Yeah. I'm going to ask a question now, and this is one of those questions where we're going to ask everyone in the studio, right? What's worse? And you just have to choose one of the two. Losing a friendship or never knowing what could have happened between you and the friend? I don't know who wants to go start.
Losing is like losing because you tried and it failed.
Yeah. Or never knowing and just staying friends.
What's worse? Losing the friendship.
Okay, that's one. I want to go last. Tabang. You just need to give me a... Which one? Okay, he's like, nah, I don't know. Spooky lady?
Losing the friendship.
Losing the friendship over never knowing what could... For me, I say never knowing what could have happened.
Oh, wow, in the imagination.
Because I'll just always there be chilling with you and I'm just there like, damn,
get
bro.
Get over it, boss.
I think I agree with Lebu as well, hey?
There we go! I just need one more vote and then I win parliament.
I just get over it. Like, so the whole thing is going to be like, ish, we could have been...
So that's kind of like half-half in the studio. Half people are saying like, what could have been is worse than losing, and then you guys are saying losing is worse than friendship. Because, you know, just being a friend of someone and being like, bro, like, this could have been my wife. This could have been my wife, bro.
Oh, I actually... Yeah,
this could have been my wife. And oh... And you're like, Kimon, you're in the sixth year of the friendship. You're like, dude, and there was that year I should have told her I liked her. Because look at her now. Look at this. True. Look at what she has. You're going to make scenarios that don't exist in your head. Oh, yeah, and we get along so much as friends. We could have been this as partners. Oh, yes, he checks up on me. When is your boyfriend? He's not going to even look at you. He's not going to text you. He's not going to call you. What?
Yeah, I have a funny story.
Yeah.
So when I was single.
Yeah.
Last year.
Good disclaimer, yeah.
Yeah, I was single last year. I was talking to this girl who and I were on and off, but we knew what we were. Right? And then I was like, I hadn't spoken to her for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then I said to her, like, yo, dude, like, remember what we said? Like, when we're 30, like, if we both turn 30.
Oh, that contract, yeah.
She said, wrong bitch. I just remembered who the girl was right now.
Who was it?
Yo,
I also have a contract like that, but like, you're from high school.
But that girl that I said that to now, she was my friend for the longest time. And then we started being together, never dated. And then it ended. You know who she is?
Me, the one that I promised this thing.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You do. Like, and it was like, and it's making me realize that I lost the friendship now because.
Oh, yes, I do know.
Yes, now. Yeah. Because we were friends. Then we were together for the longest time. It was very nice. And you guys don't know her. You guys don't know every person that I've been with. You only know the people that I've posted. Every time I reference exes, I might not be speaking about the ones that you know publicly.
Yes, I do.
I'm just letting them know that, guys, don't think that I've
always keeping 5 seconds ahead. Let's go. Tell us this juice. Tell us the tea.
Yes, we were friends for the longest time.
Yeah.
I was even friends with her boyfriend that she, like, whenever she see her boyfriend, like, him and I were cool. And then they broke up. I broke up with somebody. And then her and I started talking.
Mm.
And then we started talking romantically. Then it was always the thing of, like, nah, let's just, like, wouldn't have to be anything.
Mm.
But, like, I mean, enjoying spending time with you. She'd come to the house 4 times in a week. I'd pick up, I'd see her mom. Like we were,
she was you guys had a full relationship.
Full relationship. She was best friends with level two. Like I'd leave them at the house for like hours when I'd go work and they'd be cool. And then eventually I was seeing her and somebody else. I had to make a decision. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, who am I going to choose type of vibe? Because I also wanted to like settle down and I was like, let me just like chill a bit. And this thing of me February is not working out. Mm. And she also knew, I mean, everybody knew everybody, right? And then eventually I said, no, you know, let me just choose this person who's making me think about if I choosing someone. Chose that person was a great idea. Then me and this person became friends again. But then now when we would hang out as friends, we would have the time of our life, but it's changed because now I'm seeing her with that eye.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, with Adam and Eve, when you eat the apple.
Yeah.
And it's like, why am I naked? So how do you know that you're naked?
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
It's like, she went from being a brute to being like...
To being motherfucking a woman. Like, you understand? A woman. Yes, bro. So now when I hang out with her, it's hard for me to not like try and do something. And it's also for her, it's hard for her to resist. I love this. Hard for her to resist.
Yo, and you said so relatable. So real. So relatable. I think everybody can like... Because once you pass that line... There's never, like, guys, and I say this over, I said it on my TikTok as well. Once you cross that line of a friend, you can never, ever.
And mind
back.
You, I miss her, bro. And mind you, like, we've blocked each other now because...
Oh, you miss her. Ooh, cut!
No. Like, as a friend. I miss her as a friend, yes. Because...
Can you finish your sentences? Finish your sentences.
I miss her as a friend.
Finish your sentences.
But yeah, we blocked each other. Or, yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Okay, but yeah, sorry. Good. You happy?
Yeah.
So going back to the topic, because yeah, now we've basically, I think we've pinpointed some of like the main themes of her message and her being like insecure and being like things are in the air. One thing that came to me that I always like, when things are like mixed or things are not certain and you're going off the flow, you start questioning like, am I even attractive? Does this person like even like want me?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you need validation romantically to say that no, like I'm attractive, or do you just know I'm attractive?
For the longest time, I thought I was a good enough guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question.
You thought like, you were like attractive enough?
No, like I was a good enough guy. Like my character was so good
that you didn't have to be attractive.
That you can bypass my my looks for the longest time, and then as I evolved as a person.
Yeah,
and the frontal lobe developed, and I was exposed to more women.
Yeah,
I realized that everyone has a type and a specific. Like for some girls are like, yeah, like, I want Tato.
Yeah,
and some girls are like, I'd never be with Tato.
Yeah,
so I realized that like I'm for someone, and for the ones that I'm for, I'm attractive to them. Do you get what I'm saying? So now I think I'm attractive. I don't need validation from a romantic partner anymore. Like I can look at myself and be like, yeah, you're actually quite attractive.
Yeah,
but back then. I used to think that my character was good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like whenever someone would say you're handsome, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, ah, okay. You have to say that because you're my girlfriend.
Do you think it's easy? And I'm not saying that this is what the person is doing.
Right? Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying this is what the guy is doing.
Yeah.
It sometimes is the case. Is it easy for us to confuse how friendly we are with our friends for attraction?
Yeah, especially when the...
And how do we separate?
For example, like let me give you a great example. Okay, that's a bad example. But okay.
I'm asking how do we separate?
No, I think like you can see this, like for example, Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby has that character, yeah. She's sweet, she's open, she's listening, she's attentive.
Yeah.
And you can see that that's how she is.
Shout out Ruby, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But now someone that maybe doesn't know she's like that walks into the street for the first time, might think, hey, she wants me.
Real.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Real.
But now when you know that that's real. The person's character, you can real. See that, huh? Real. So when you are unaware of a person's character, even my girlfriend is very, very friendly and very nice to people.
Yeah.
And you can easily think that like, nah, dog, secret wants me, right? So it's a thing of like, if you don't know the person's character, then you could be mistaken and be like, dog, do you see the way she's looking at me? Every time I speak, she's like looking in my eyes. No, she's just attentive, bro.
I want to ask you a question, but this might be a bit...
Go for it. I don't give a fuck.
This might be a bit hectic.
Go for it.
When we look at people's boyfriends...
Yeah.
And the boyfriends that have female friends...
Yeah. Okay.
This might be a very tricky question.
Ask.
Observing those men in public... The question here says from... do they seem to have more fun with their partners or do they have more fun with their friends? And the reason I asked this, conversation is that
this question
is because this guy might be saying to his female friend, this girl is fine. I like having fun. Fun equals this girl. Hence, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
but you don't like her. You like fun. This girl is fun.
Yes.
I like her. Going back to my question.
It's so funny, bro.
Do you see men observing publicly?
Yeah.
Do men have more fun of their female friends than their girlfriends? And is it because we try remove...
Bro, they have more fun with their female friends. I don't know, you're trying to sugarcoat, you're trying to go... I've seen guys have more fun with their female friends.
So why don't they just marry their female friends?
It's because, dude, the reason...
Why don't they just leave their girlfriends alone and marry their female friends?
If their girlfriend was, wasn't their girlfriend and they had met... And the girlfriend was a female friend and they had a girlfriend, they're going to have more fun with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you date someone and it passes the honeymoon phase,
yeah.
It becomes real.
Yeah.
Now I don't like this, you don't like that. Yeah. Now I'm hearing you complain. So some moments I love you, and some moments sort of,
I will say, because I have a female friend, I know her, like I know the real her, and I know that we wouldn't be like compatible, right?
Who do you have more fun with?
I definitely think I have more fun with my girlfriend.
At this current time.
Yeah. But I dated other girls with this same friend, and I would have more fun with
my female friend. Yeah,
female friend, definitely, yeah. Bro. Like,
also, I think it depends on, like, because a lot of boyfriends don't choose fun girlfriends.
What do they choose?
Beautiful girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
Attentive.
Stay there. Because we're in the topic of attraction, right?
Yeah.
Do you think men choose women that are attractive to them or attractive to the people that they surround themselves with?
Attractive to the people that they surround themselves with.
Why?
Because guys are trying to please their friends.
Is
for validation and to feel a part and to feel approval.
Okay. And then swap. Girls for them or for the friends?
It depends.
Good answer. Let's go to Spooko Lady. I nearly got you for a clip.
It depends.
I nearly got you for a clip.
My wants to say they choose for themselves, but it depends on what the criteria of choosing is.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Let's see some. And this is gonna go into my next thing. So yeah. Let's go here. Yes, quickly.
Please ask the question again.
So, do women pick partners, boyfriends, because they are attracted to them, or because the people that they surrounded themselves with will find attraction in them?
I think I'll agree with Tato and say it depends. Some people do choose for themselves. Some people choose for the people around them. I think it also heavily depends on the kind of life you live, your lifestyle, who you surround yourself with. Because then now, if, for example, you're an influencer, you have a certain standard you need to maintain.
You have to post flowers.
Exactly.
You have to post flowers, boss.
Now you are... Okay, never mind.
You have to post the LV bag.
I'm coming.
Otherwise, are you really dating?
I'm coming.
And like, a lot of the time, women, when they date, I think women choose for themselves.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when they date, they gatekeep who they're dating.
Yeah, real.
I've seen girls be besties and the girl doesn't know the boyfriend, but it's like, yeah, I know, she's dating some guy. I think his name is Arthur.
I want to ask one more question to the Spooko Lady, and this is also a question to you.
Yeah.
Do you think your type romantically is the same type of your friendships of the opposite sex? So what I mean by that is like the type that you look for romantically,
Do you and your friends have the same type?
No. The type that you look for romantically is the same type of male friend that you look for,
platonic.
Or is it different? So when you look for a male friend as a female, do you look for the things that...
Do they even look for looks?
I'm just saying, because subconscious... Guys, ooh! You guys don't know what I'm connecting. You don't know what I'm connecting. You're about to see
what I'm
going to
connect. Do you think girls care about...
Yes.
But guys, I won't lie. Like, yes. I said this on my vlog.
Do you know what type of female...
All my friends are attractive.
There's one of my male friends said to me that I won't have a female friend that's unattractive. She said I won't have a female friend that's like unattractive.
Means
because
female...
I won't be friends with her. I won't find interest to be friends with her.
Males though.
That's why I'm asking from a woman's perspective. That is why, because I'm telling you, I know what a man does. from a woman's and please, ladies, this is definitely the time to comment. I need to know. Sorry. Do you guys, when you're looking for a male friend, is it the same qualities that you look for in a partner?
I don't think so, no.
In the sense of, thinking, in the sense of what's different?
I don't know, because I need to
I don't know, it's not a good answer.
No, I need to proper sit down and think about it. Like Tato said, like we don't go looking for male friends.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Then,
let me ask you a question to help you answer this question.
Have the personalities of your...
No, like the guys that you're friends with, mm-hmm. are any of them unattractive? Wait.
What?
Are any of the guys that you're friends with unattractive?
I don't think so. I'm just not attracted to them.
But you don't think they're ugly?
No.
I have two questions.
Are any of the female friends of yours unattractive?
I would never say that on camera. I would never say such an answer of attraction, not attractive, when I've been married for so long. I don't even see those people. I don't see them. I see them as beings. Sapiens. Sapiens.
Okay, anyway,
I have two questions for you that's going to help this. Now, do the personalities of your male friends, do you some say, wow, this is kind of similar to my romantic partner? Yes or no?
No, not really.
Have your partners gotten along? And I want you guys to see this part. Have your partners gotten along with your friends? Your male friends. Have your partners gotten along with your male friends? Like, if you weren't there,
your male friends are saying never.
If our female, would your female friends get along with your partner?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Because they what?
Female? I don't know.
Similar. I'm looking for the word. I'm looking for it. Similar.
Yeah, man, they get along.
Spooky lady, you didn't answer the question. Would they get along? Your partners and your male friends.
If you put them in the same room
and remove you, would they get along?
Let's say you've never spoken anything negative about the guy friend.
Yeah.
Then you put Kenny or Tabang and then your romantic partner there. Boom. Yeah. You think they get along?
Yeah, I think so. If I didn't say anything bad about them.
Yeah, do you see what I'm cooking. Do you see what I'm getting to?
Yeah, you're cooking.
So subconsciously, I have like this like theory. I have a theory, man. I have a theory that we befriend people that we're attracted to in a certain way.
It can be
emotionally, it can be fun, it can be a thing. But we don't deep it. We don't deep it like that because we're not physically.
On camera, I do not
physically
do that.
Attracted to you. Why don't you agree?
I don't. Because I'm thinking of my one friend. Like, I do not look at him and like kamohalelo or whatever the case is.
No, Le was saying subconsciously.
I'm not saying that.
Because now I'm trying to deep it.
I'm saying we pick like guys.
So like okay.
Days. You guys don't see
example,
it. You don't see
if it
yet.
Was just me
you don't
and my
see
friend.
It. Let me bring it back.
Like not dates, Ruby. Not like
let me bring it back. You know how they say there's a saying that women so love.
Spoko's going
treat
from
your
Spoko
friendship.
Lady to Ruby.
Sorry. Spoko sorry, lady sorry, to Ruby. Sorry. Sorry. You know when you heat it in the moment. Yes. You know when you heat it. You
it's fine, it's fine. Moment.
But you know how people say that you should give the same attention that you give your romantic partners to your what?
Friends.
Your friends. You guys don't see what I'm trying to connect here, no? That basically your partner is the person that you feel like comfortable enough to pick to be your partner because they have all the attractive points that you need, but your friend has points of attraction that you
links.
Have. And you, and for anyone in this room to be like, nah, there's nothing I'm attracted to in my friend is a liar. Is a liar. Nothing. Not one thing. You're like, no, wow, I find that attractive in that person. No, everyone's going to be in the room and say,
No. I disagree with you. Like, if you're using the word attractive, no. If you're thinking that thing is cool,
like a quality, I'm not talking about the overall.
If you're saying it's a good quality, yes, that's why they're my friend.
Exactly. Now, when you say attraction, you're bringing in the romantic sense.
That's why they're what?
That's why they're my friend.
That's why they got through to the friendship line because you found certain things attractive in them.
Not attractive. I said good quality.
Not attractive. I think you're using the wrong word.
It's the wrong word. Okay. What would be a better word?
I just said that. No, I said I would remove the word attractive because attractive has, you know, attachments to like attraction and wanting.
Yeah.
But if you use the word like good qualities or they have nice things, like things that I get along with, yes, of course. That's why they're my friend. But when I look at my girlfriend and look at my friends, there's things my girlfriend has that my friends don't have at all.
You know, I say this because
I think
for this story that we're facing, because we're going to get to our closing remarks where we finally give her the advice, the overall advice. And say, the reason I'm saying this, The reason is I'm saying this because people will say, oh, no, I've fallen for my friend.
Yeah.
Weren't you guys platonic the whole time? Weren't you guys platonic the whole time? So where did this new attraction come from?
You look too long. You know, if you look at your friend for too long. No, let me tell you. That's how I fell for my old friend. I used to look at her like this. Yeah, chum, and then whatever. Then there was a day she was sitting on the couch. I was sitting on the kitchen counter. I was looking at her.
That is too funny. When you do look at someone for too long, you start falling in love with them.
It's dangerous. So when girls talk to me, this is me when girls talk to me. Like, yeah.
Now, I know I'm making a valid point, bro. It's like, bro. But anyways, it's not the point. The point is what I'm trying to say is that, like, for this, because I wanted to get to this in my closing. You guys need to have a conversation about, like, what is overwhelming what? The attraction or the friendship? I think it's normal to find attractive parts about your friendship and say, okay, maybe I may or may not like this person. I mean, it's normal. You spend time with them. You might be single. They're single, you know? But let's not confuse the good qualities in a friend for a good qualities in a partner. That's my closing statements for you. Also, if a man is intentional about you, he will do everything in his power, even get more rich to obtain you.
Yeah.
So this thing of we'll go for the flow.
Yeah, to me.
Everybody in South Africa.
That guy. I feel like every woman's response to that should be, "Hey, next time you like, come to me when you're more serious.
Take me when you're serious.
Yeah, take me.
I won't even tell you how I feel. Nothing.
Mind you, he's gonna be there like, whoa.
Like, yeah,
he's gonna feel challenged and come.
He's gonna rate you
with all the seriousness.
He's gonna rate you. The moment you say, if someone says to you, let's go with the flow, you say yes.
Okay.
We're not safer. Or is it Subway safer? We're not Subway safer. Go with the flow. But anyways, your closing remarks for I want you to give her advice. Should she do it? Should she not? Should she?
I think my guy is your friend. Like, you can find other people. You're still probably very young. I think also, like, relax a bit, drop your shoulders, like, have some fun. You've never dated anybody ever. Whoa, Chomi, like,
yeah.
Do something, like, go out to a bar, kiss a random guy, like, you know, let loose a bit, whoa. Be free. No, I'm serious, man. Like,
but, like, be youthful.
Like, enjoy it, because you're going to miss that time. Like, just, you know, drop the shoulders. You know, I'm not saying sleep with the guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, fun. You know, talk to a guy. Like,
have fun.
Court a guy. Let him, you know, have some fun. And then you'll see that, okay, I can't find guys at bars. Then you see it's better at Starbucks or it's at 5 o'clock. And then you'll see how to make it more, you know, successful. But my closing statement is, I think Lebo's speaking from the perspective of a guy.
Definitely.
When it comes to female friends.
Definitely.
I want to leave him alone. I think guys tend to friend girls that they can see some sort of beauty in.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed. I even said all the time, I don't skip my ugly people, guys and girls.
Yeah.
All of my friends are very attractive, beautiful people.
Yeah.
Just because you can see the beauty doesn't mean that there's the attractiveness though.
Right? Or the intention.
I think women don't do the same thing. I think women just friend for the sake of friends. Women really have guy friends. But who's friending us then if they don't have guy friends?
Let me learn.
So women friend people just for the sake of like friending them, né? But I do think that pretty privilege is a thing that exists and we can't ignore it.
Yeah.
We all treat people that are more attractive better. You can bring two girls here, 10s out of 10s. You'll see how Kenny will offer water.
Yeah.
Tabang will switch on the aircon.
Lev will go home.
Ruby will say, hi, mama, nice to meet you. You know what I'm saying? When you bring in two people that are on the lower side of the spectrum, of the range.
Can we help you? Sorry.
You're going to see Kenny go back to editing. You're going to see Tabang say, hey, boss, I think I'm going to take lunch.
Ruby!
Let's see Ruby.
Ruby!
Yes.
It's so funny,
because
man. That's
pretty
so
privilege is a real thing. It then translates within our friendships.
Yeah.
Then you start making friends, people that look good enough to the eye to have around.
So should she do it? Should she not do it?
She shouldn't do it. She should tell the guy, like, come to me when you're more serious.
Amen. Okay, well, that's been our topic. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Obviously, we've been seated with you, and this is an open conversation. Tag the time of when we were speaking about a certain topic. Discuss it in full. We'll read that, you know what I mean? And try, like, better the podcast as we go along. Love you guys so much. We'll see you guys next time for the next episode of Seated With. Cheers. Seated. 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 Seated.